Now, it's really difficult to know exactly how many versions have been made, how many copies have been sold, but it's something in the region of 250 and 350 million sets of games. What I can tell you is that Miss McGee received $500 for her input into the whole thing. I mean, it's the usual old stuff, isn't it, actually? But what we're going to do then is to just take ourselves through and have a look at how the game works in London. So, of course, we've got a map, inevitably. And we're going, first of all, to South London. And in fact, we're going down, I hope you can see my little circle, we're going down, in fact, to the Old Kent Road. Now, this is the which is south of the river. We don't quite know why that is. Perhaps we could discuss it later on, actually. But the only place that's south of the river is the Old Kent Road here. And in fact, it is a little bit random, to be honest, as to how these spots were situated. What I've chosen to do tonight, here we are, the Old Kent Road, 60 quid. It's the cheapest property on the board. I'm working from cheap to expensive, by the way, so that'd be a good way around to do it. Actually, having said that, £60 would have been quite a lot of money in the 1930s, but hold that thought for a second. So what I've decided to do this evening is, or this afternoon, or this morning, is to actually take you through some bits and pieces on the Old Kent Road. I'm not going to give you a comprehensive version of what goes on in the road. That would make sure we were having a very, very long discussion tonight. But let's have a look at the Old Kent Road. The Old Kent Road, I'm sorry this is so scuzzy, but in fact it's above a pub just outside central London. And this is a mural, not in fantastic condition, but it does give you a pretty good idea of what would have gone on in the Old Kent Road relatively recently. Basically, it's cattle droving going on here. And I hope you all spotted the Kentish Drovers pub name here. The pub these days is is actually an Oriental restaurant. I've got one more here. Isn't that great? I love that milkmaid doing whatever she's doing down there. Possibly much better known is a mural which is on what was the Civic Centre here on the Old Kent Road. And it literally tells the story of people that would have gone past. The road, the Old Kent Road, leads directly from central London, going over London Bridge, I'll come back to that in a minute, and taking you to the wilds of Kent. So it was, first of all, the Romans here. I've still got my little cursor. The Romans coming through. And this mural, made by a Polish artist, actually, a chap called Adam Kosowski, it's made up of something like 2,000 individually cast tiles. That's pretty amazing, isn't it, actually? It tells the story of people who would have been marching past, starting with the Romans. Let's keep going with those. And actually proceeding through, let's just run that one through, to all sorts of others, including the Canterbury Pilgrims, the Canterbury Tales, I'll come back to that in a second, leading through to King Henry V. I'm sorry there's so much history being thrown at you on this one. Henry V coming back from the Battle of Agincourt here in the 1400s. We're then coming through Jack Cade, his rebellion, and that's the final three are just great fun, aren't they? We've got Charles II coming back in triumph. Look at that, isn't that a great piece of triumph? And we've got the mid-range, yeah, I like this idea actually. We've got a jolly street scene of modern day. We've got the a jolly copper, a jolly peeler, whatever you want to call them here. Pearly kings and queens, but have a little snitch in the background here and you've got maybe not quite such an idyllic landscape going on in the Old Kent Road with aircraft and various sort of chimneys and things going through here. But absolutely wonderful piece, isn't it, of craziness, actually. So let's have a look at one or two of the events that took place on it. Let's have a little bit of a Canterbury tale. You may know that there was a very large, and there still is, a very large cathedral down in Canterbury. And in Canterbury Cathedral was murdered a gentleman called Thomas Becket. And when Thomas Becket was murdered, he was very quickly turned into a saint, and pilgrims made their way down to pay their respects to him. This was very much written about by all sorts of people, including Geoffrey Chaucer. And this is Geoffrey Chaucer's version of the prologue, in fact, his own version of the prologue of his tales. Whole idea is that it's too scary to go through this area on your own. You have to gather a crowd of friends together. Okay, that's the idea. Safety in numbers. And every night that you stop along the way, Mary's having a yawn, every night you stop along the way, then you have people tell tales as they go. So it's all very, very convivial, really. Now, I'm not going to read this one to you. Don't panic. In fact, my Latin's all right. My Chaucerian English is not great. So this is the first poem, the first book proper written in English, not necessarily English that most of us would be able to read clearly today. But the piece I just want you to pick up on for a second is at the bottom of this, and this is a translation, don't panic, until we reach St. Thomas's watering hole. So the Canterbury pilgrims travelling along the Old Kent Road stopped to pull up their horses and give them a drink, okay? And this is almost certainly the spot where they pulled up their horses to have a drink. This would have been the little church of St. Thomas a Watering. What a great name that is. It represents the southern boundary of the city of London. I've got another view of it here. On the edge of Burgess Park and Albany Road, for those of you that know the area pretty well, and I know some of you do. And this is a pub which is really important because it marks, as I said, the southern edge of the city of London. And it marks where the Lord Mayor of London would come out once a year with his sheriffs and open up what's called the Southwark Fair. And this is a painting by a man called William Hogarth, just depicting the fair. And there's a drawn version, which you might like better, maybe a little bit clearer for you to see here. But they would come out and inspect city boundaries and have a party along the way, which always seems like a terribly good idea for me, actually. And in fact, there is still to this day a plaque telling us that this is the southern boundary of the city of London, not quite city, but the southern boundary of the power of the city, if you like, coming through to this area here. Now, today, there's still a little hangover, if I can put it like that, of the Thomas a Becket idea. There's a little pub here, which is still called Becket, Thomas a Becket or the Becket. But it's best known because it is the most haunted pub in London, apparently. Even landlords here don't want to spend too much time sitting in the nether regions of the building. But it's probably best known, and let's bring it round, not quite in a full circle, but it's probably better known because it's the nursery for many of our heavyweight boxing champions over the years. And I'm afraid this is quite a British one, isn't it? We've got Henry Cooper on the left-hand side. And Henry Cooper is best known for having almost, but not quite, knocked out Cassius Clay. That's in the right-hand side here. Perhaps better known as Muhammad Ali in one of his early fights. I wonder what would have happened if he had actually managed to knock him out. According to people who maybe are a little bit biased, there were some dodgy deals going on in that particular fight. But let us move on. I would like to move us on to the second little spot on the Monopoly wheel, as it were. We're going to have a look at Whitechapel Road now. And Whitechapel Road, this is one of my faves, actually. There's so much going on down here. Okay, I thought we'd bring in another much older map. This is Rock's map of 1746. And if you look very closely, you'll see where we're going now. Hopefully that will work. Yeah, it's great when it does, isn't it? So we're going to go down to the Whitechapel Road. There we go, going along the road here. And I want to say again, Whitechapel Road, there's a huge amount going on in this road. You're probably predicting what I'm going to talk about here. But let's go into one. have a look at the Royal London Hospital here. Now, one of London's many major hospitals, built in spot in the 1700s. If anybody's been watching the BBC series Casualty 1900, then very much based here. Anybody done that? Call a Midwife? Anybody on that one? Yeah, one or two nods coming through here. Dr. Bernardo, educated here. Edith Cavell, educated here. Again, I'm throwing a few names out at you. But possibly best known, the Royal London Hospital, actually only became royal in 1990, strangely. But possibly best known because it has a museum. And in that museum, we have the skeleton of none other than the so-called Elephant Man. And I think many of you will have seen the movie starring John Hurt several years ago. I'm not an animal, I'm a human being. I'm a man. And again, there's a huge museum dedicated there. But today, possibly better known for having this enormous modern structure designed by a company called HOK, and actually the home of London's Air Ambulance up here. But it's obviously gone off on patrol somewhere when this particular picture was taken.